So we came along in 2016 and did the work on goats and showed that actually it's probably a general domestic animal thing. It's nothing to do with being domesticated as a companion animal.
In a new study, he's gone even further. Enter kangaroos.
And kangaroos generally haven't been used for any of that sort of research. I think most people, when I emailed them and suggested, oh, you know, this problem-solving task with Australia, with kangaroos, they thought I was kind of a bit mad or some really eccentric scientist.
McElligott rounded up a group of marsupials from three different zoos and sanctuaries. In all, he tested three different species: Kangaroo Island kangaroos, Eastern Grey kangaroos, and Red kangaroos. Of 11 animals tested, 10 of them passed, turning their gaze back to McElligott. And of the 10 who turned to look at him, 9 kangaroos actively shifted their gaze between the box and the human. The results were published in December in the journal Biology Letters.
This domestication hypothesis for all these behaviors, we've over-relied on it. And I'm not saying that, you know, kangaroos are just as good as dogs or anything like that. But I'm saying the cognitive capabilities of wild animals that are habituated to humans have probably been underestimated.
McElligott says that it's not enough to study domesticates and their wild counterparts like dogs and wolves. That's why he decided to try kangaroos, which were never domesticated.
You can't deduce the effects of domestication on animal behavior, animal cognition, by only studying domesticated animals. I mean, it sounds pretty simple, but it's important. So you need to see what the other ones are capable of doing if they're used to being around people.
McElligott says that the pouched marsupials offer up a whole new set of possibilities for understanding the evolution of social cognition. And he's now turned his attention to yet another unexpected species, the Asian water buffalo. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Jason Goldman.